Unit 8. Sports and Hobbies. A. Exercise 3. Page 64.
Unusual hobbies. We ask our readers to tell us about unusual hobbies they do in their free time. Here are four of our favourites.
A. Olivia.
For me, nothing beats the thrill of paintball. I first played when I attended a team-building event with some office colleagues. One of the activities that day was paintball, and even though I wasn't very good at first, I was immediately hooked. Now, I try to play tournaments in a local forest at least once a month, or whenever the members of my team are free. What I love about paintball is that it isn't just about being a good shooter, or being able to run fast. It's also about teamwork and strategy. It's a great feeling when you outsmart an opponent and hit them with a paint bullet when they least expect it. You can do paintball in a number of different places, both indoors and outdoors, but I prefer to be out in nature.
B. Ned.
A lot of people look puzzled when I tell them my favourite hobby is WCMX. They've never heard of it. This sport is a mixture of BMX and skateboarding, but done from a wheelchair. When I was 18, a car accident left me unable to walk. I had been a keen skateboarder at school, but when I ended up in a wheelchair, I thought my skateboarding days were over. Then one day, I saw a video on YouTube of someone doing WCMX. He was doing the most amazing somersaults high up in the air in his wheelchair. It was built specially for doing WCMX. My mind was made up. I had to have one. I contacted the company that makes these chairs and got my very own. I was also introduced to a local WCMX team. Now we do our backflips on the ramps at the skate park every weekend.
C. Keith.
I've been making model ships for as long as I can remember. It was my grandfather who first introduced me to the hobby. He had been a sailor, so he would describe the different parts of the ships as we built them together on his kitchen table. He passed away when I was 16, but I didn't grow out of the hobby. Actually, I've made 60 ships. Each one takes so much time, skill, and concentration that I'd never give them away. I also have a YouTube channel where I display my models and give tutorials. Model ship building is probably one of the oldest hobbies out there, but there's a strong community of young shipbuilders on the internet, so the future looks bright.
D. Jane.
I started knitting quite recently, just after my 20th birthday. My mum had offered to teach me in my teens, but I wasn't interested at all back then. Last year, though, I was surprised to hear about the handmade revolution online. Recently, there has been a huge revival in crafts like knitting, so I decided to give it a try. It was easy to get started. There are lots of instructional videos and blogs with tips online, and I was soon making beautiful scarves and hats. Now, I knit for around 20 minutes a day, usually while I'm watching TV in the evenings. At first, I needed to concentrate hard. But now I can put my hands on autopilot while I watch my favourite reality shows. My next project is to make knitted cases for smartphones. Who knows? I might even sell them online.